Executive Order 9066 is an ongoing legal story. The mass incarceration of Japanese Americans has been denounced and apologized for, but it has never been legally repudiated, invalidated, overthrown. It could conceivably, with the solemn invocation of national security, happen again. Historian, theologian Beth Hessel is executive director of the Presbyterian Historical Society in Philadelphia. Her doctoral dissertation involved the Japanese-American experience in World War II, and she says Japanese-American incarceration was made possible by indifference, prejudice, and fear.
Directly after the bombing in December 1941, there was a fairly calm response among people across the country, but in the West Coast in particular, in Hawaii, there was generally support for the rights of Japanese Americans.
Hessel points out there was never, before, during, or after the war, any sabotage attributed to Japanese Americans.
Well, the term we use now is fake news. So the yellow journalism was what it was called back then, of spreading lies and rumors. Lies were being spread about the reality of who Japanese Americans were.
Hessel says support for incarceration came from groups like the Native Sons of the Golden West, part of the American nativist movement.
Organizations such as these saw this as a perfect opportunity that they had been waiting for to get rid of Japanese Americans from the West Coast. They rallied around this cause. As we see today, you know, the America First movement, there was a nativist movement that believed that America belonged only to white people. And this was part of that anti-immigrant, anti-non-white, non-Protestant view of what America was supposed to be.
The nativist movement lobbied Congress until it passed the first bill mandating numerical quotas on immigration. That was 1921. Hessel points out that in early mid-20th century, many, if not most, Americans believed in biological racism. Beginning in 1942, however, that idea was discredited by anthropologists Ashley Montague and Ruth Benedict, who were followed by others. In 1944, Swedish Nobel laureate Gunnar Myrdal published An American Dilemma, an influential treatise that looked at the hypocrisy of American liberal ideals and the arguably systemic oppression of blacks. Myrdal identified individualism, civil liberties, and equality of opportunity as the glue that binds this nation of disparate ethnic groups.
In 1942, we were dealing with a racism and prejudice against immigrants that we're still seeing today. I think the journalists and the average person in the street needs to proclaim loudly who it is that we are.
Who are we?
Who are we? That's the question everybody seems to be asking right now. Who are we as Americans? And I would really love to believe that we are the Americans that supposedly we fought World War II to become, not the country that we were at that time with Jim Crow, placing people just on the basis of their ancestry behind barbed wire, but the country that we were called to become, the country of liberty and freedom and justice, of equal and fair opportunity for everybody.
Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.